You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in on this Monday, the 15th of March. It is a Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us as we come your way through the 3 o'clock hour. From our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, I'm Scott Unash. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join me from his home on the southwest side coming up in a moment. We'll talk brackets with you today as the NCAA tournament is all set and ready to go with the first four coming up on Thursday, which will be of significance here in the state of Iowa. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Big Ten tournament from the weekend and comings and goings as far as the coaching world is concerned in college basketball. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. Same digits, 319-366-1600. We thank you for tuning in on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. It's 106.3 FM. Also the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, which you can download. We encourage you to do so. And your smart speaker as well. And speaking of getting into things, downloading, et cetera, do not forget, now that we have a bracket, you can enter into the KGYM Bracket Challenge. It is presented by Imon Communications. All you need to do is go to KGYM's Bracket Challenge group. Find out more information by going to our website at kgymradio.com. It'll give you the instructions on how you can get into the bracket and how you have a possibility to win $500 from Imon Communications, as well as all of us here at KGYM. We wish you the best of luck. It may be more luck than the usual year, depending on how teams line up, as far as not only are they going to advance, but are they going to be able to stay on the court as far as COVID is concerned, and those things. So there are a lot of possibilities to think about. But please, big thanks to Imon Communications for helping us out. And go to kgymradio.com. Get things started as far as your bracket is concerned. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette, joining me here as per usual on this Monday. Do you have your bracket done yet? Are you one of those, like myself, that kind of lets it marinate a little bit? I will get it tomorrow.
You know, I'm debating. Good afternoon, by the way, and welcome back.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
I'm debating whether to fill one out for the first time in my life, I think.
Really?
Yeah. And that is not meant to discourage people from entering our bracket challenge, which you just described, but this is going to be such a crazy year, and I'm not good at it anyway. I don't watch a lot of the 68 teams, and anybody who can tell me they watch Mount St. Mary's is either lying or has too much time on his hands.
A degenerate.
I'm sorry if you've seen them, Scott.
I have seen them. I have not sought them out.
I know they're in Maryland, and I know they're the Mountaineers, but that's about it.
The Mount. They are the Mount. They have Mount on their uniforms.
You get my point, though, and I probably will fill one out because, you know, it's just that interesting. We used to have a company, a little pool. Yes, I say that for legal purposes.
That's like saying Vesuvius was a small volcano.
I'll probably fill one out, yeah.
319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in. Thank you. You made my day by saying it was a small pool.
It wasn't one I collected one year, I know that.
No, yours truly as well. Yeah, but those days are behind us now. 319-366-1600. Women's bracket will be announced tonight at 6:30. Of course, Iowa and Iowa State will hear their names called. Probably not for the Drake women, but we shall see. Outside shot, if you will, but more than likely not. They finished up second in the Missouri Valley Conference postseason tournament. Congratulations to all the locals, by the way, for the Bradley Braves. Chloe Rice, former Marion product. Kanan got a West Branch as well, as they are headed off to the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. So that was pretty cool to see yesterday, although that got a little wacky with Missouri State having to drop out and whatnot. We'll talk about the brackets coming up in a little bit. We'll talk about Iowa, where they landed, what happened over the weekend, everything with Mike Halas. We'll do that coming up in about 20, 25 minutes or so. Again, the number to dial us up, 319-366-1600. First impressions. I don't think anyone was very surprised, Mark, as far as the seeding is concerned for the Iowa men's basketball team. They end up a number two in what is being called the West region. And the number one, of course, is Gonzaga out there. And it could set up a rematch between the Zags and the Hawkeyes. I think most Hawkeye fans would probably take that in the Elite Eight right now.
Very much so. I think Iowa fans would take that in a heartbeat. But there's a kind of a rough path, I think. I don't think any bracket is easy. But you look at Iowa's draw against Grand Canyon. It has a 7-footer. It has a 6'10 player. Plays in a weaker competition. I understand that. But you got to get by that team. You got to show up. And then it's probably an Oregon team that is very dangerous.
Don't sell VCU short yet.
Yeah. And the upper part of the bracket, which includes Drake, Kansas is Kansas, playing pretty decent down the stretch, although it has COVID issues. Three of the players will not make the trip to Indianapolis for the first round. And USC has a 7-foot freshman who's going to be a lottery pick. Every team, almost every team in every region has players. And if you don't show up, you're going to get beat. I don't care how high a seed you are. I mean, I think back to the last time Iowa was a number two seed in 1987. Mike Halas and I went to Tucson and Seattle to follow that team. And in Tucson alone in those first two games, you had players like Tim Hardaway and Rick Smits from Marist. They weren't very good.
The Duncan Dutchman.
Jerome Lane from Pittsburgh. And Arizona had players, Steve Kerr, Sean Elliott, then Oklahoma, Harvey Grant, and finally UNLV when Iowa met up with them with Armin Gilliam and many others. It was true then, and it's true now. Every region has players that can beat you. It's going to be super interesting for a lot of reasons this year.
Evan Mobley, by the way, remember him, folks. It is not a slam dunk. Kansas gets to the Sweet 16. USC is really, really talented and really, really good. We'll see. We'll see. Little Pac-12 flavor in there for the Hawkeyes. So kind of neat to see out there. Maybe not so bad in basketball, although the Pac-12 a little bit better this year. Definitely something. You won't see this in football. Let's just say that, unless it's a bowl game. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. Text line available to you as Iowa, a number two seed in that particular region, the West region. Gonzaga, the number one. Michigan, Illinois. Baylor, the other number ones. A lot of people wondering when the entire rundown of the seeds came out. Why Iowa was paired with Gonzaga. Iowa was not the number eight. They were not the last number two seed. It's just the way bracket rules prevailed. You cannot meet a conference foe anytime before the Sweet 16. There are many rules. You got to move people around, and that's why Iowa got Gonzaga, if you're wondering about that and why it all ended up that way.
Yeah, in fact, Iowa was the overall number seven seed, And for just those reasons you outlined, that's the reason it ended up in Gonzaga's bracket.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We'll talk more about the bracket coming up here in just a little bit. But coaching news today, highlighted by the fact that Fran McCaffrey, with a contract extension announced earlier today by Gary Barton, the University of Iowa Athletic Department, very well earned after what Coach McCaffrey did this past year, but it sounds like he is going to be in Iowa City for some time.
Yeah, four-year extension, which will take Fran through the 27-28 season. And I think his youngest son, Jack, will be around about then, right?
Yes.
You know more about than I do.
Yeah, he will be a freshman coming up
an
this year. An
80-year-old son, and yeah, that'll be interesting to follow. But Gary Barton announcing the extension said Fran's base salary will not change the next two seasons, or the next two seasons, but longevity bonuses will kick in during these next 2 years. So, and then Fran will receive raises the next 5 years after that. So, welcome news for Fran McCaffrey, the Iowa program, I think, but not so good news other places.
Yeah, two Big Ten schools looking for coaches today. Richard Pitino is out as the coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and Archie Miller is out and in Bloomington as the coach of the Indiana Hoosiers. And not surprising, both of those moves. By the way, Penn State has a new coach coming from Purdue to go to Happy Valley to take over things as far as Penn State and the Nittanies are concerned. But getting back to Indiana and Minnesota, long rumored, especially as far as Richard Pitino is concerned. As far as Indiana is concerned, Archie Miller just brought in good players. Brought in good players, just could not get over the top. Trace Jackson Davis this year, good players prior to that, Oladipo, people like that. It just, something would go wrong in a game, in the year, in the Big Ten season. The bottom line is this, Mark. It comes down to, even in a year where your athletic department is strapped as far as cash is concerned and your budget because of what happened fighting COVID, not having income coming into your athletic department as per usual, let's face facts. There are still very deep-pocketed donors out there that are going to pony up what it takes for the buyout for all of these coaches, and that's what happened, especially in Bloomington.
Yeah, in the case of Archie Miller, it's a buyout of $10.3 million, and it would have been half that had Indiana waited until next season, but it didn't want to do that. I forget the exact language that I saw in tweets, but in essence, it was donors who ponied up the money. And, you know, 4 years at Indiana, no NCAA tournaments, although it probably would have been in last year, 12-15 this season. And, you know, he came highly recommended out of Dayton. He had a lot of success at Dayton, but just could not turn the corner at Indiana. And as far as Pitino goes, Pitino interviewed in New Mexico over the weekend.
Yeah.
Before he was even fired by Minnesota.
What's that sound like?
I guess he saw the writing on the wall, but I thought that was interesting. And Pitino had two NCAA tournaments in his 8 seasons. And remember that first year they were NIT champs, and thought that program was going to be off and running, but it's just had mixed success since then.
That is true. I think Richard Pitino is going to be coaching next year, and it may very well be at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. They made the move to sever ties with their coach as well. I'm not sure Archie Miller will be, but it's not going to be long before he is back as far as the coaching ranks are concerned. And just talking with a couple of people that are much closer to the situation as far as Indiana basketball than I. I said I don't get it to both of these folks. and it may not happen, but they said one of if they can't get Brad Stevens, and that is probably a long shot, he would be the holy savior coming back to the state of Indiana, the former Butler coach now with the Celtics, probably not going to happen. They said, do not be shocked if Rick Pitino's name comes up and ends up somehow in Bloomington, Indiana.
Pitino?
The elder Pitino.
Oh, the elder. Okay. Oh, the elder.
The elder Pitino.
That would just tick off Louisville and Kentucky, right?
Oh, it would. It would incense them. I don't see it personally, but, hey, stranger things have happened. They want a home run. They want a home run higher.
Yeah, the one interesting thing that I've thought about, and you know, you can throw, put Indiana in this category, and maybe UCLA, but the teams that have had long pedigrees, had so much success, NCAA championships, these kids growing up today, they don't see that in those programs. And not that they aren't very good programs, very good jobs, but the landscape has changed in so many respects. In that regard, and you know what kids are seeing growing up right now, the 14, 15, 16-year-olds, they don't see a lot of success in Indiana. Although, as you mentioned, Archie Miller brought in some very good players. So maybe my point is kind of off base, but it's one thing I thought about.
319-366-1600. Mark Few is not going to Bloomington, Indiana.
No.
Can we just squash this right now? Not going to Bloomington, Indiana. He's doing just fine at Gonzaga, by the way. That ain't going to happen.
How about your likeness, the coach at Loyola?
Oh, Porter Mosier?
Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible. That's much more probable than Mark Few going. No doubt about that. 319.
I expect you to get a text from Kevin Lehman at any time.
A couple of texts here. Speaking of the text line, 8721. I know they cut the field to 16 at least. One Big Ten should have gotten into the NIT. You got to accept the bid before you get in the NIT, first of all. Indiana without a coach is not going anywhere. Penn State just hiring a coach is not going anywhere. They were both under 500, and so many reasons why they did not deserve to get into the NIT. As far as thank you, by the way, to 9960, who congratulates us on our NCAA basketball conference tournament coverage over the weekend. Thank you. Appreciate that. NCAAs, by the way, our coverage here on KGYM Radio will get started on Thursday. Going to have a little bit of an unusual Thursday. Mark and I will be on from 3 until 4 as per usual. Todd and Alex are going to go from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock and then cut things short and then send it to the first 4 because at the bottom of the hour at 5:30, it will be the Drake Bulldogs in a play-in game. The first 4. Don't call it a play-in game, Scott. The first 4, it is Drake and Wichita State, an old MVC matchup going at it. We have talked about, Mark, that the NCAA Tournament Committee has a sense of humor, and we'll get to some of those coming up in a little bit. That's one of them. And so we will get you to Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA basketball in time to start with the Drake game. And then all throughout the day, starting at 11 o'clock on Friday, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, we'll have your coverage of NCAA basketball. Jim O.T. will have its regular programming. Everybody goes all 4 frequencies on Saturday and Sunday, and then we're back on Monday to 1600, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. So got NCAA basketball coming your way right here on KGYM. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, in terms of Drake, congratulations to the Bulldogs for getting in. I think they were the next to last team in, if memory serves, and the number 48 seed overall out of 68. But I think that's a really tough matchup for Drake and Wichita State. Wichita State only a 2.5-point favorite right now, but that's a team that beat Houston, or split with Houston during the year, but won the most recent matchup with Houston, and the Cougars are a number 2 seed overall. That's the kind of team Wichita State can be. Although the Shockers only played 19 games. So whether they're gaining steam right now or still trying to find themselves, I don't know. But I know Drake will be highly motivated.
64-29 with a good sense of humor. Since the NCAA is based in Indianapolis, if the Elder Patino was to go to IU, it would make the inevitable investigation logistically friendly. Ba-dum-bum. Wish we came with a drummer. 319-366-1600 at 24 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Scott, Mark, and Buttons with you, taking you through this Monday edition of the Gym Class. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a couple of moments. Yeah, you mentioned that's our coaching news today as far as basketball. We'll get to football coming up in a little bit because that is, even though it's been known for a while, it became official today in Iowa City, a couple new assistants. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. But the NCAA bracket, a couple things that jumped out as far as I am concerned. Drake getting in, fantastic. I thought that was great. The only team I had a real problem with, one in, one out, Colorado State should have got in. I don't think in my opinion, there was no doubt Colorado State deserved to get in ahead of Syracuse. And how Syracuse got in, A, is beyond me. How Syracuse got in without playing a first four game is even more beyond me. 1-11 or 1-10, I believe it was, their record against quad one opponents. And the only one they won was a buzzer beater by Boeheim's kid at the end of the year. And that probably got them into the tournament. But it's Jim Boeheim and it's Syracuse, and they get in over Nico Medved in Colorado State. So that's the only one I thought that had a legitimate gripe. Colorado State is the number one overall seed, by the way, in the NIT, if that makes any difference. It probably doesn't to our friend, oh gosh, you and I, help me out, Mark. Ali.
Ali Farouk Manesh.
Yes, who is an assistant coach at Colorado State. Yeah, they're feeling mighty low today, I would imagine. I thought Loyola was going to get a better draw than what they did. They get Georgia Tech, who is a bounce-back team out of the ACC, 8-9 matchup. Here's your sense of humor coming through. Illinois and Loyola, a possibility in a 1-8 second-round game of the NCAA tournament. That was not lost on the NCAA, I would imagine, having those two teams play very close proximity to one another in the same state. Anything jump out at you? I thought Winthrop deserved a better than 12 seed, but we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, we have these debates every year, and everybody's debate points are different. So I don't get a whole lot excited about, who's snubbed and who isn't, although you make a really good point with Colorado State, I think. And the seeds can be this, that, or the other thing. But the bottom line is they are what they are. And one impression I had is I think Illinois, playing as good as anybody right now, really has an interesting bracket. You mentioned a possible matchup with Loyola or Georgia Tech. Then you've got in the Midwest, you've also got teams like Tennessee, kind of hot and cold.
Overrated. Sorry, Ryder.
With Cade Cunningham in that region as well. West Virginia, who can defend like crazy. And Houston, the number two seed. I don't think that's going to be necessarily an easy path for Illinois. And again, nobody has an easy path, but I think there's a sprinkling of teams in that Midwest region that could give Illinois a problem. And I see a lot of brackets out there that have Gonzaga and Illinois in the championship game, which only means one thing, Scott.
It won't be.
It's probably not going to happen.
319-366-1600. I think everybody had Gonzaga in Illinois as far as the national folks are concerned. And yeah, you can hardly blame them. Illinois looked absolutely fantastic in Indianapolis over the weekend. I know Ohio State got them to overtime, but man, the Illini played really, really, really well.
They did. And we have a bracket-related poll question today at kgymradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to a big basketball fan, Steve Anderson, and his crew down there. Will a team from the Big Ten win the national title in men's basketball this year, Scott? Yes or no question?
I'll tell you tomorrow or Wednesday.
You know, there's only one team that has not experienced a loss in this bracket, and we know that to be Gonzaga. So any of these teams losing probably would not be surprising, if not shocking. But you would expect Illinois to move along nicely, maybe Ohio State as well. That's another team that played very well in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan should, but I don't feel as confident about Michigan as others. And of course, there's Iowa.
0905 here at 3:30 on the text line before we get to Mike Colasse. They just had to find a way to get Michigan State in the tournament, didn't they? A 15-12 record, really? Michigan State's resume is a lot better than Syracuse, and they have to play in the first four. I'll just say that. What about Missouri getting in? Tigers deserve to get in. They had a good year in the SEC. I kind of thought they'd actually maybe align higher than what they were.
Well, Michigan State beat two number one seeds.
Yes, they did. And that's what got them in. The game against Michigan got Michigan State in the win.
I would agree. And it opens in a first four game against UCLA. And, you know, Sparty is not the Sparty of old, but I think it could make an interesting, maybe a couple two game runs. I don't know. It faces BYU if it beats UCLA. And I saw BYU against Gonzaga. That's a really good six seed.
That's a good six seed. I'm with you right there. 11:56, Michigan State, UCLA, commenting on that. As a play-in game in a different year, that could be a matchup for the NCAA title. I would agree. 87-21, I would put a player in and foul Kofi all day. hack a Shaq and hack a Kofi, I guess, the two ways to look at it. Yeah, 0945 brings up a very interesting point. We're going to talk more about this as we get to the week with Kevin Lehman. The refs will determine how far Illinois goes. And 0945 in the text line is not that far off, Mark, because they're, no matter what level you are as far as basketball is concerned, if you get a physical team with a group of officials that like to blow the whistle, you could be in some serious trouble. Not saying it's going to happen, but that does play a factor in it. And I'm not going to sit here and, you know, I claim that I know anything other than Big Ten referees and how they call things. But usually Big Ten teams get a few more whistles on them when they get to a national tournament. Now, a lot of times officials tend to swallow the whistle when they get to the NCAA stage, but it could play a factor.
Well, it could, but you want your team to play beyond that and not let the officials determine anything. I'll just say about Illinois, teams are going to have to defend the pick and roll with Coburn better than Iowa did in that game over the weekend. That was not good.
No.
3-1. Very good on Illinois' part.
By the way, our friend Kevin Lehman says, I am listening. The coaching carousel begins. Yeah, we'll have Kevin on later on in the week. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. We're going to take a break, come back. 3:33, Mike Halas set to join us. Mike was in Indianapolis over the weekend, most of the weekend anyway. We'll find out if he's still there, if he came back, and talk about the Big Ten tournament. Iowa's number two seed and more when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
We know that we can count on Topaco to help us reach our dreams. They're always there for us. After my father had passed away, I'd gotten some of the guns. It just brought back memories of us going hunting Christmas morning, Thanksgiving morning. That was just time that I wished I had more of. you reflect on things and wish you could have done things different. I had time and I just completely took them apart. It just really intrigued me how the parts all worked together and everything. I enjoyed it. Then that's when I started looking into gunsmithing schools.
Usually I'm the one with the dream and then he somehow makes it happen. So I called DePaco and I got a hold of Cassie and she found a way to make it happen. DePaco has always been there for us. So as soon as we got the loan, I knew that our future was going to go down a different path.
I think he'd be very impressed that I chose to go this route.
Your money for good. Learn more at DePaco.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
From the gridiron to the nine iron, experience the thrill of the game anywhere in Iowa with Elite Sportsbook. You can now sign up for Elite Sportsbook on your phone anywhere in Iowa and receive your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just visit EliteSportsbook.com to create an account and your first bet is on us up to $500. It's time to play your game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics, add getting your Iowa coaching authorization from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood state-approved, fully online classes are happening right now. Sign up and begin your online course anytime, anywhere, and get on track to reach your goals. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Fill out your bracket at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
And more details on that available at kgymradio.com. Scott Unesh, Mark Dukes, buttons on the other side of the glass as we take through the Monday edition of the gym class here at KGYM. Thank you so very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on this Monday. Our Monday guest, Mike Halas, set to join us right now from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Please read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well, at Halas. And unlike the Hawkeye basketball team, among others, Mike is not sequestered in Indianapolis. He is back with us in wintry, at least for one day, eastern Iowa here. And Mike, how are you?
Tired. Fine. How are you?
Doing good. This time of year invigorates me. So I guess I am invigorated. Indeed.
You're back home from the battles yourself.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Doing Iowa State tournament this year.
It was good, a little different, but for the most part, everything went very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, much like Indianapolis. That was a fun Big Ten tournament, no doubt about it. When you get an Ohio State-Illinois championship game and it goes into overtime and keeps the country from getting to its brackets on time, you know, you had a good tournament.
Yeah, they didn't have much for upsets, which I think they probably liked over there. I mean, Ohio State was a 5 seed, but it's a top 10 team. So the final four of the Big Ten tournament was final four quality.
Mike, Iowa, Illinois, so impressed with Kofi Coburn. I mentioned the pick and roll, mainly Dosunmu delivering the ball to Coburn. And Iowa, at least in the first half, really didn't have an answer for that. But this Illinois team playing at a high level, and it's not only Dosunmu and Coburn, but guys like Curbelo and Frazier and Miller. I wonder what your first-hand impressions were of the Illini.
Yeah, those guys you just mentioned were part of a thought I had, observation I had watching the games over there at courtside, which was the league's got a lot of good guards, unheralded guards. I mean, Dosunmu is... You know, everybody knows who he is and what he's done, but Curbelo is fantastic.
Yes.
He's a difference maker, I think. Sort of a reason that separates Illinois from so many others. And there are others. Ohio State's guards, Dwayne Washington and C.J. Walker, were just terrific over there. And Michigan's Mike Smith was fantastic. I saw him have a game Friday. He had 15 assists. I mean, yeah. And he also had 18 points in that game. And this is a guy who plays on a team with three All Big Ten players. So the league, there are a lot of guys who weren't on the All League first team or second team who are really good players who are going to be heard from in the NCAAs. Isaiah Livers being hurt and being out, that's an enormous blow for Michigan. I'm not sure they make a deep run. A really deep run without Livers, because he's a wonderful player.
He is. Definitely is. And I agree with you about Illinois. Curbelo is, for a youngster, he has so much poise out there. And
yeah.
It's just, Illinois right now is kind of the sexy pick. Maybe even more than Gonzaga. Maybe that's because they're fresh in our minds. And we've been close to Illinois, obviously, in the Big Ten all year. But they didn't do a whole lot in Indianapolis to discourage anyone from thinking that.
No. I mean, they beat Iowa and Ohio State on consecutive days. How many teams in the country would do that? You know, not very many. And they open with Rutgers, which is a good team. I'll tell you something about Curbelo. Before the game, I was pretty close to the court Friday and Saturday. And Saturday before the game, I saw things I'd never seen before when Illinois was warming up. Kofi Colburn was kicking a soccer ball around. It wasn't a soccer ball, but it was he was kicking a ball like it was a soccer ball. And it was the size of a soccer ball anyway. And Andre Curbelo, the guard, was juggling tennis balls, and he was practicing dribbling tennis balls between his legs. And it's like, what's going on here? But whatever they're doing, it's working.
How about the Hawks? Obviously, the win against Wisconsin solidified that number two seed. No chance Iowa moves off that line, I think, after the victory. And then you just try to maybe work up something to get a one. Didn't happen that way. Played Illinois tough. Just not enough going down the stretch as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. But still a semifinal showing for the first time in a long, long time for Fran McCaffrey in Iowa. And part of the reason why I would imagine that Fran got the extension that was announced today.
Well, yeah. The extension, first of all, zero surprise. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it's not like there's any reason to not extend him.
Deserves it.
Well, I mean, there's no reason otherwise not to give him one. I mean, you're in the top 10, and it's where you want to be. But here's what's happened. The last time that an extension for McCaffrey was announced, it leaked out. It happened at a time that wasn't necessarily optimal for Gary Barta to announce it, and he got found out, and it caused him some embarrassment. But since then, the men's basketball program is, you know, it's got three good years in a row under its belt, and this is as good as it's ever been under McCaffrey. So this time, I think Barta's feeling was, I'm going to get this right. And I'm going to announce it at a high water moment, and nobody's going to ridicule, nobody's going to complain. It looks sensible.
Let's get on to the NCAA tournament, Mike, and it will of course be in the state of Indiana. Iowa knows its first round opponent in Grand Canyon. And I made the point earlier in the show, and I know you would agree that the NCAA tournament, it always has been. Always will be, still is a tournament with players everywhere, as players that you may or may not know. What do you think about Grand Canyon and Iowa's path to maybe the Sweet 16?
Well, when I think of 15 seeds, I usually think of teams that you should walk over. I wouldn't put Grand Canyon in that category. Now, Iowa is favored by about 15 points, and there's no reason in the world that Iowa shouldn't win the game. But you look at this Grand Canyon team, and it's a team that's it's done a lot of winning this season. It's got good players. It's got size. It plays great defense. It's second in the country in field goal percentage defense. Its center, a seven-footer, makes 70% of his shots. Gets 10 rebounds a game. He's supposedly 270 pounds. And I'm sure he hasn't played against anybody his own size who's got the skills of Luka Garza. But that said, Garza hasn't been overwhelming sometimes when he's gone up against the best centers. When I'm talking about Hunter Dickinson and Kofi Coburn. Is this guy in that category? No. No, he's not. But at least you wouldn't associate a 15 seed to have a seven-footer with skills. And that's what I was facing.
Yeah, it's a team that's got experienced players, foreign players. They've got a very good coach who's been through the NCAA wars before. You take a look at the 415s, and I'm with you. Grand Canyon, I think, is by far the best of the 415s.
Well, and now Iowa is pegged as the least, so to speak, of the number two seeds by the NCAA, because in the snake format, Iowa, I guess, is the number eight team. So they're regarded as the least of the twos, thus Grand Canyon's the first of the 15s. It's nitpicking. It's just that, you know, I was thinking something like Drexel or what, I don't know who the other 15s were, Cleveland State. But look, if you're Iowa, you're going to beat this team. If you are what you say you are. You just will. I mean, this team hasn't played a team like Iowa. They lost to Arizona State by 1 point. Okay, fine. They played. That was the only ranked team they've played all season. I mean, they're in a conference with I can't even name the teams, Utah Valley and New Mexico State and Seattle. And we're not talking about, you know, marquee names here. So, and I'm not dissing them, that's just the facts. It's the Western Athletic Conference, it's not the Big Ten. Iowa's beaten eight ranked teams. I mean, it beat Michigan State by 33 points. I can go on and on, you know? So this ought to be a 15-point win for Iowa. But if the Hawkeyes are playing lousy on Saturday, they could get beat.
True.
What about the possible path to Sweet 16, Mike? What lies ahead?
The second opponent would be Oregon or VCU. I don't know much about VCU other than they lost in the A-10 final. The Atlantic 10's a good league.
Very athletic, VCU.
Yeah, I would assume so. I think a team's got to have size to beat Iowa in the early rounds. And I've seen Oregon several times because I watch Bill Walton on ESPN, and I know the Conference of Champions fairly well just from, you know, just by accidentally watching the games while Walton's talking. They're a good team. I mean, they were 14-4 in the Pac-10 and finished in first place. That would be Iowa's second opponent if Oregon beats VCU. You know, a regular season major college champion. So there's no assumptions about Sweet 16s here. But again, I will say that Oregon doesn't face on a very regular basis the kind of offense and the multi-pronged offensive attack that Iowa's got with the inside-outside stuff.
watch USC. I like USC.
Well, that would, you know, that would be a problematic matchup for Iowa.
With Mobley.
If in the Sweet 16, yeah, because of Mobley, a seven-footer who averages three block shots a game. You know, I mean, you saw what Kofi Coburn could do against Luka Garza, and I'm not knocking Garza. Garza got his 21 points, and or I forget how many points he had. But, I mean, Garza just plugs and plugs and plugs, and he does, I don't care who is against him, he's going to get his points. But if you can just hold him to a standoff, you can win the game.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about, Mike, is Joe Wieskamp's remarkable ability to recover. I think a lot of folks wish they had that same recovery. And I know the doctors and trainers play a big part in that. In addition to that, Iowa not playing till Saturday gives C.J. Frederick some time to get back close to normal, too. Would you agree?
Well, of course. And I never really thought Iowa had a very good chance to win that Big Ten tournament just because I couldn't see Frederick and Wieskamp going three straight days and being themselves. You don't have that in the NCAAs. There's a day off between games. And if they play the way they, you know, if what happens should happen Saturday, maybe you don't have to play those guys. You don't have to play Wieskamp 37 minutes like you did Saturday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's a whole week of get well, because this is everything. And nothing has happened up to now. All that's done, these first, 29 games, is to set the table for this. They did it. They gave themselves a number two seed. They set themselves up to get out of the first week of the Big Ten tournament. Now it's go do it.
Yeah, and hope you have enough clothes packed for the run. As Iowa still in Indianapolis, of course, they're staying there through the end of this thing to see how far it goes and whatnot. But it's a very, of course, everyone here is hoping. You know, it's a long shot. Obviously, Drake's got to win four games. And Iowa's got to win three to get them to match up. But
I think it would be a Sweet 16 if
yes.
it happened.
Okay, yep, you're
so
right.
So 3-2, but yeah, a long shot is yes.
But good for Drake. I mean, that was great to see them called yesterday, called early, and it was good for Coach DeVries. It was good for the Mo Valley. It was. I applaud the committee for doing it.
Well, I still say this. Until Iowa has a deep NCAA run, the best story in the state this year for men's basketball is Drake. And to get into the NCAA tournament without winning the Valley tournament title, if you'd have said that at the start of the year, it would have been like, you got to be nuts. But what they're like 25-4, right?
Yep.
Fantastic season. And if you look at their margin of victory, average margin of victory, I mean, they didn't have too many close calls in that those 25 wins. So I was worried for them that the NCAA would stick it to them when some teams like Georgetown and Oregon State started stealing bids by winning their conference tournaments. And it's like I was thinking Saturday night, if Drake gets robbed of this because Oregon State's winning the Pac-12 tournament or whatever, it's like something's messed up with this tournament. So I was glad to see him get the invitation. And I'm hoping to get credentialed to be at their game Thursday night.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, you don't have to travel very far. So that's good. Iowa did get the Coliseum, though, which is probably the... It's a fun place, but it's kind of the low end of the pecking order.
Well, I'm writing something about that for Wednesday's Gazette, and that'll be online tomorrow if I can plug away here.
Plug away.
I mean, the Twitter stuff doesn't feed the bulldog. I mean, it's very kind of you to always mention that, but you know, I don't think your audience is rushing to Twitter.
Buttons is.
You know, I don't get paid by the tweet, but But if people would go online tomorrow, they'll see a story about this Indiana Farmers Coliseum and stuff that I had no idea. This is a historical venue.
Beatles played there.
The Beatles played there. The Elvis played there. JFK had a campaign rally there. And I don't want to give away too much, but one of the more horrible accident scenes in American history was there. So, it's the place was built in the 30s, but you're not going to go in and be sitting on rocks or anything like that. They've spent $50 million and renovated the place several years ago, and it's got the amenities that for the very few fans who will be there, they won't feel like they're the city dump.
True. Very true. Safe travels, Mike.
And where would you put Iowa besides the Farmers Coliseum?
True. How weird was it to see another court at Lucas Oil Stadium next to the court that was being used?
Every week the questions begin with how weird was it, and every week the answer is weird.
They're all ready to go.
Oh my gosh. Two basketball courts on one floor. And I tell you, it was interesting to have fans, to be around fans again. And it was great to hear real actual crowd noise instead of that junk the Big Ten pipes in. But 8,000 people get spread out pretty easily in an NFL football stadium.
Mm-hmm. The Illini fans let themselves be known, though.
Yeah. Well, they came expecting big things, and they got what they came for.
I love they stayed Friday night until the Iowa game so they could boo the Hawkeyes in the starting lineup and then heckle
them.
They had to
let Luca Garza know they thought he was overrated.
That's amazing. Amazing stuff. All right, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it. I may have to catch up with you Tuesday next week because we're off due to the tournaments on Monday, but we'll talk.
Okay.
All right. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Michael Oss. Joining us Mondays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back. The Iowa football news we'll get to when we return.
There's always that one team that ruins your bracket. That's why this year, betting on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is the way to go. Because on FanDuel, your first bet is risk-free. It doesn't matter if you're betting on the USC Trojans or the Iowa Hawkeyes. New users get up to $1,000 in site credit back if you don't win your first bet. FanDuel has odds on all the action. With games day and night, an easy-to-use app, multiple deposits, and fast withdrawals, your next chance to win with FanDuel is only minutes away. And if that's not enough, FanDuel wants to make you a millionaire. They're giving $1 million to one lucky bettor. New and existing users get an additional shot at the payout every day you bet the tourney. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire or even a thousandaire, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code KUHN so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800 Bets off.
Couple minutes remaining here on the Gym Class program. More NCAA talk with Todd and Alex coming up next on KGYM. Chiefs have reportedly signed New England left guard Joe Thuney to a 5-year contract to help out on the offensive line. Chiefs with reworking some contracts over the weekend. And Mark, the Iowa football news today, now official. Liddell Betts back in the Iowa football family as the running backs coach. Kind of knew that was coming, and the official designation of a new offensive line coach today as well.
Yeah, George Barnett is the offensive line coach, and Liddell Betts, interesting and very good hire, I think. Doesn't have any experience on the coaching side of things outside of the high school level, but this is a guy who was very productive at Iowa. Played in over 100 games in the NFL, knows the position, and really when you think about the history of Iowa running backs, Liddell Betts, I think, just sometimes gets forgotten. But
I agree.
He's a hell of a player.
I agree on that. Somebody check on Cajun Troy. She just texted, Alabama is the sleeper. Great shooters. That from an LSU fan. Interesting. All right. We'll talk tomorrow, Mark. Have a good night.
Talk to you then.
Todd and Alex are next.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob, entrance cards.